The high number of attacks on suspected sorcerers is attracting the interest of researchers who want to know why the problem is getting worse. Anthropologist Fiona Hukulu from PNG's National Research Institute says one of the reasons for the violence is the breakdown of traditional leadership in communities.
We do have a lot of disenfranchised young men around, not just in Enga, but in this country. And so we can see that they are a lot of they're the perpetrators of this violence, but it's also important to take note that they are acting on the sort of green light of older people, other people. But that is an issue which is part of, you know, modernity, what's happened when we've kind of moved away from our more traditional ways of doing things.
Experts like Dr. Hukulu say the PNG government needs to improve services like health and education to stop the people from believing in sorcery. She also says there's confusion about the government's response to the violence. It introduced the death penalty for murder and also repealed the 1971 Sorcery Act, which allowed suspicion of sorcery to be used as a defense to murder.
With the death penalty, that also is quite difficult because you've got to be able to prove that these people are guilty of a certain crime. At the moment, our problem is actually getting those arrests and getting people tried. In terms of the Sorcery Act, it was seen that this is an issue around belief, and so that's why the act was repealed. I think in reality, I'm not really sure whether many people knew that there was a Sorcery Act in place, but with the work we're doing now, we are seeing that there is a lot of confusion still.
Researchers have identified five things that would help reduce the number of attacks on suspected sorcerers happening around the country. Divine Word University Professor Phil Gibbs has been studying the attacks for years. He says the PNG government hasn't funded a sorcery action plan it approved to stop the violence.
The plan was developed and it's being steered by a number of people here in Papua New Guineans. It's been approved by the NSC, when we were at the meeting in Geneva, we spoke about it as an example of what's happening in Papua New Guinea, and that's why people were impressed at the UN that we do have a good plan, but unfortunately we haven't resourced it yet. And that's where we've got to work on doing something about it.
The Sorcery Action Plan includes training village and district court officials, commissioning more research where the attacks are occurring, educating people, and getting health workers and doctors to explain why people died. Professor Gibbs says health workers mustn't say something bloples, which implies witchcraft when explaining an illness or death.
Nurses and doctors don't just say to someone when they're find it hard to explain a sickness, oh, I am something wrong place. Now, that's just going to promote that sort of thing if they say something wrong place. So it means trying to do your best to come up with a scientific explanation if necessary to do postmortems.
Sorcery-related violence isn't common to all parts of PNG. The belief in sanguma or witchcraft was only known to exist in the coastal areas and some parts of the highlands, but such beliefs are rapidly spreading throughout the country.
There was a history in the Simbu and parts of the Eastern Highlands that goes back quite some time, and prior to 10 years, but it's only in the last 6 or 7 years that it's really started to spread into places like Enga and parts of the Southern Highlands.
Some groups have described the torture and killing of people accused of practicing sorcery as a national emergency, but researchers say the PNG government is yet to treat it as one.